the transcript of the last meeting, and I just want to point out to the committee, there's 17 different operators out there with 17 different opinions. Tyrell can't go off of that. As a committee, we gotta collaborate, get the majority opinion, majority, and offer the opinion of the operator, the blind operator. I feel that this program is a two-legged animal, and there's the SLA side and the committee side. If we don't collaborate, I mean, ultimately, if I know Tyrell running this program, I'm just throwing a number out there, 10 years, we're going to have a great program. Now, do you want him to drag the other leg for 10 years, or do you want to take steps and get there in 5? I'm just throwing figures out there, but I love and appreciate all the work you do, Tyrell. I don't want you to ever take anything personal, but I think that's what the committee needs to do, and there'd be a lot less anxiety on Tyrell's account.
I just wanted to add to piggyback head off of Frank. Recently, well, last, geez, my time, what's today? Can somebody tell, what's today? Okay, I was taking part of a meeting with RSA and some of our sister states recently in regards to just kind of discussing what we're doing as states. They wanted to hear from us as to what we're doing in our state. What opportunities are we looking to provide? What shortfalls do we see? And you know, just kind of take the climate check. And I can say this. If you know me, I don't have a drop of arrogance in me. But I assure you that where we're headed, we are leaps and bounds in greater position, not in existing for our size state. In our district than other states. In addition, we are headed in a great situation in which just overall makes me proud just to be part of the program. Not anything that I'm doing or whatever the case. I'm the coach. I'm just trying to put some things out there and you know, kind of let you guys take it and run it. But I think we are in a great position. You know, I've heard from states where they're in great concern. There was even a state who even acknowledged Connecticut's way of handling things. You know, Chairman Haley and Vice Chair Rich were on the call as well, and Carol. So you know, we are doing good things. I think we can continue to do good things. I think it now comes to the point where each and every one of you, and I'm not just talking to the committee, but I'm talking to every operator on this call, has to adjust their mindset and taking on new opportunities in which they never thought they would ever take on. You know, explore their transportation needs, you know, explore their ability to identify adaptive technology in which will allow for let's say, even the vending room. You know, I understand that, you know, there's a certain visual acuity that may be required to audit a vending machine. I get that, but I also know on the flip side that there are companies that have technology in which, you know, you can sign up with, and if you need that technology, you don't have the connection to make the conversation. For example, there's a company named Ira who, you know, can play a major part for those of you who may have some reservation on taking such opportunity because of, you know, your concern to execute said responsibility. The time is now for you as an individual in this program to identify your weaknesses, identify your strengths, and be transparent, whether it's with your field rep, whether it's with myself, whether you don't want to share it with either one of us, you just want to go outside to your VR counselor, whatever the case may be. Whatever you need to do to position yourself for future opportunities, let us know. So we can provide you the training, provide access to the technologies in which you may require, so you can take advantage of such opportunities. You know, everything that we're looking to do, obviously there's the concern of what is an operator's ability to execute. That's always first on the forefront. I don't want to offer opportunities, or me, I don't want to say me, we, the program, does not want to offer opportunities that are unrealistic to an operator's ability. Not entertaining it, I'm not interested in it. You know, I will share my personal honesties if you ask me, but everything we do and going forward, this is key, going forward, everything that we look to offer, I'm trying to minimize, try to provide opportunities that minimize risk. You're seeing things close around you outside of BSBE, the world of BSBE. Your department stores, your restaurants, your cafeteria, they're constantly closing every week. That has not stopped. So strategically, I'm trying to position opportunities in which, should an operator choose to leave the program, they're leaving by choice and not by failure. That is my goal. That's all I want for all of you. And so, you know, that's pretty much it. Is that when it's your time, that you can depart out of this program on your, you know, intact. I'm not chasing you down for money. I'm not chasing you down for inventory owed. I'm not chasing you down. I'm not, you know, that's not my goal. That's happened so many times throughout my career in this program. I'm trying to eliminate that moving forward. So if you're leaving because opportunity. Yep, go ahead, Carol.
Sorry, I just wanted to make a few comments. I don't know if this is the appropriate time or not, but I'm going to anyway. I just want to say, coming from a state that's BEP program was really small and historically not managed or run well, you guys, oh my gosh, have a gold mine here and are super lucky and fortunate. In Nebraska, we didn't have unassigned funds when I started running the program. There wasn't such a thing. Each blind operator who had sites had to pay in a percentage of set aside funds to the SLA because we had no money. There was none. No money. Very little VR money to pay for machines, repairs, anything. And that was an undertaking. We had very few state facilities. And we couldn't even get into state facilities. And it wasn't because our mini Randolph-Shepard law wasn't strong enough. It was just trying to change that mindset and what does, you know, I'd call it first right of refusal, first right of opportunity, whatever you want to call it, for our blind operators. And I would have to twist arms of my blind operators just to take a site. Like, try it. You can do it. I mean, the corrections fight, it was a fight. It took a while, and I got corrections, and I had a difficult time getting blind operators to even work to fulfill that contract. And I'm like Tyrell, I hate waiving facilities that can be really lucrative. I mean, micro markets, by the time I left Nebraska, we started one in the whole entire state, because I couldn't get vendors to do it. And so many opportunities were lost. Vendors, blind operators there, they didn't have health insurance. We didn't, had no money to pay for that. I think we only had three by the time I left who participated in retirement, that we didn't offer that. We didn't offer vacation time, sick leave, nothing. No fair minimum return. I mean, no anything. I mean, we were pinching pennies just trying to get a machine repaired. And we had to prioritize repairs to see if the repair was bad enough to warrant a machine getting fixed. Like, it was that bad. So, I mean, the opportunities are just mind-boggling, like with the college and university system and potentially getting a federal correction site. I mean, those are captive audiences, and the amount of money that could be made, whether you have a teaming partner or not, is, I mean, truly, truly, I mean, just wonderful. So, kudos to Tyrell and you guys, because, man, you guys don't know how good you have it here in comparison to other states where it truly is a fight and a struggle. And you guys don't pay set aside. You don't have have to do meter readings and don't have to do those audits right now for a lot of things. And, you know, so there's just a whole lot of things that I required of my blind operators in Nebraska. They had to do meter readings, whether, you know, it was their, you know, a state machine or a Pepsi or a Coke machine. You know, there was lots of things that I'm like, you know what? It's your business, your program, your money. You have to, you know, be responsible. And man, I got a lot of nasty phone calls over my expectations of my blind operators and stuff. But I challenged them, and slowly but surely, it took several years. Eventually, they started rising to the occasion, and seeing the payoff in the long run for their hard work and things. And one thing that I would have in Nebraska, I had my committee of blind operators do, and not that, I mean, Tyrell, you've done a great job running this meeting, but this is not the SLA's meeting. It's the Committee of Blind Vendors meeting. So I challenge the committee here to start running your own meetings, start doing your own agendas, and just seeking, you know, a report out from Tyrell or whoever on different topics. But take control of it, take ownership of it, because it's yours. Those are my comments.
Thank you, Carol. So I just want to tell you guys, you all are doing a great job. There's, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You know, it's great to hear from Carol and hear from a different perspective in this sense of how other states operate. And it affirms what, you know, we constantly always talk about. We are in a great space. It really shouldn't be disrupted unless it requires to be. And, you know, we can build off of where we're going, and I think we'll be able to do that for long-term success. So that's my final word in this period of open forum. I don't know if you want to take one more question or comment. And I know we're over time.
Anyone else have anything else to open forum? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Frank Roberts, committee member, make a motion to adjourn. Can I get a second?
Dave Pelagi, I'll second it.
Motion made by Frank, seconded by Dave to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Take
care. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.